You're listening to the audio production of Blind Ambition, How to Go from Victim to Visionary, by Chad E. Foster, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Zach Hoffman. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
To Evie, for everything. I mean everything. The love, the sacrifices, and support. To Juliana, for your open heart, genuine personality, and relentless effort. To Jackson, for your fearless spirit, caring soul, and unwavering determination. To Mom, who showed me the meaning of true love, selflessness. To Dad, who taught me how to be tough enough and never settle for less. Prologue. Blind Ambition. How to Go from Victim to Visionary. The black SUV rolled through the hills of Northern Virginia as I sat in the back seat, headed to my big job interview. I'd been fielding calls from Ben, my interviewer, for many months about possibly coming to work for his company, SRA International. In recent years, while working for another big tech company, I developed a special niche in business analytics, becoming an expert in the arcane field of financial modeling and pricing strategies. Now it was time for me to make a move, and I felt sure I could be of help to SRA. The SUV glided to a stop in front of SRA's offices, and I stepped out into the warm August sunshine. I grabbed my black leather briefcase, made my way to the rear of the vehicle, and popped open the liftgate. Romeo, my 115-pound German Shepherd guide dog, was waiting patiently for me, furiously wagging his tail. I collected his leash and called him out of the vehicle. Once he was standing at attention by my left side, I gave him the door command, and he led us to the building entrance. Romeo was an imposing figure, with a velvety black and tan coat and a head the size of a basketball. He was both adorable and intimidating. Romeo and I were fast walkers, and from afar, you might not think I was Romeo's blind handler. With me in a business suit and dark sunglasses, the two of us appeared more like a plainclothes police officer walking a canine service dog. Once inside,
sample complete. Ready to continue?